Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:18 Greenwich Mean Time. Today is January 30th, and it has been another momentous day in the markets. The Fed went ahead and cut by an additional 50 basis points, bringing the rate down to 3%, which is below the rate of inflation. And they did leave the window open that they will cut as needed, depending on events as they unwind. And that was initially greeted by the markets with a degree of euphoria. But as the Dow pushed just above 200 points, we saw some selling pressure coming in. And of course, what we have had over the last couple of weeks is a very good rally from an extremely oversold position and following some climactic activity. And we'd seen the Dow and the S&P rally right back up towards the bottom of that rather extensive top formation. And what we're seeing now is that shorts are starting to come back into the market, where the index had found support during the middle of August is now proving to be an area of resistance. So the sort of 13,000 level, sorry, 12,500, excuse me, on the Dow Jones is turning into a little bit of a psychological level, and we would really need to see those markets push back above that level in order to signal that the bulls have really gained control of this market. As it is, this was really rather a weak close, and it leaves quite a large tail on both the Dow and the S&P, and indeed the Nasdaq. And we could see some short-term selling over the next couple of days. But what we have had is a 50 basis point cut, and that is not to be ignored. And indeed, 1.25% in little more than 2 weeks is really a fairly clear signal to the market that the Fed is very serious about getting back in front of the curve of events here. And they have said that they are anticipating inflationary pressures to moderate in the first half of the year. So that is opening the door to further rate cuts if they are needed. And I think that there is every chance that they will cut again at their next meeting, but probably by a quarter of a point. Now, looking forward, what we've had is large tails on these candles, which means that we're probably going to get some volatility, additional volatility, over the coming days. And I'm just pulling up the VIX index because that will actually hasn't moved very much. It's well off its lows. It came down to 25 and came almost right back up to 27, 27.60 in fact. But that is still relatively moderate compared with the activity that we've seen in markets, and it does indicate that while some shorts have been taken out, not any great number in here today. Obviously, we would need to see markets sustaining closes below the lows that we saw last week to offset scope for this to have been an important low. What I think there's quite a bit of potential for is just some further ranging volatile activity where we see markets going up for a couple of days and coming back for a couple of days. And that is probably the prognosis for probably the next month. Hong Kong is going to be an interesting market tomorrow because they're going to cut their interest rate by 50 basis points, and they don't have that slowing economy like the US. So there's every chance that we could get another good pop in there tomorrow. And the Nikkei was trading up earlier on the futures and obviously sold off in line with the US, but Japan is also quite oversold. What we've seen also is that a number of markets have really got quite a lot of room following very impressive rallies over the last 10 days, that they have room to consolidate above their lows and then push upwards later on in February. And that is, I think, the most likely outcome that we're going to see for a majority of markets. Gold also popped up really quite well in here earlier on. It was up in excess of $10, but finished the day up 5.49 right now. So with lower interest rates all round, and yes, inflationary pressures, given the deflationary threats to the economy, to the US economy that are out there, inflationary pressures in the US will be less than they were. But obviously, for all commodities, the cost of carry will be contracting considerably with these interest rate cuts, and it does point towards further speculative activity in a number of commodities. Precious metals in particular should do very well, but we're also seeing that a whole host of soft commodities are doing well, from robusta coffee and cocoa to the grains. They're all starting, well, far from starting, they're all improving upon really impressive performances over the last 6 months. And of course, with that cost of carry contracting, it does make it much cheaper for people to hold longer term positions in these. The bond market was also quite volatile in here. At one point, it came down to below 118 and rallied about a point off of that level. But it looks like that we have seen a high for the bond market, and it finished down on the day 20 points on the 30-year treasury, and this does look like a top of medium-term significance, which is certainly a point that will not be lost on investors. This was an accelerated ending that we saw in the bond market, which is an important factor here. It looks like yields have probably bottomed, regardless of what we're seeing with interest rate cuts, although those are technically supportive of the bond market. But I think the view is that the risks of a chronic deflationary or recessionary spiral are diminishing, particularly as the Fed is really sending quite clear signals that it wants to get in front of the curve here. And of course, the dollar weakened relatively considerably. The euro was up in excess of a cent. It's back up to nearly 149, and of course 150 was a big number there before Christmas. And it does look like we're going to see further weakness in the dollar, particularly if we see further rate cuts. But of course, the interest rate differential for currencies is really the only hard fundamental. And with those interest rate differentials contracting against the dollar, it does look like we're going to see a test of the low for the dollar for last year. And there have been a large number of banks saying that they anticipate the dollar moving higher. But that, I think, is certainly not based on anyone who has been looking at the dollar index's chart. And it's down to 75, almost even, in here today, which was the low from late last year. But it could easily come lower than that over the coming months. Industrial metals were a little bit weaker in here today, but they certainly didn't offset that extremely good action that we saw yesterday. And that's pretty much it for me, but thank you very much for your time.